is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And thanks for being here this afternoon. Dr. Teresa Lundy is with us, Medical Director for Primary Care and Substance Use Treatment Programs at ADEPT. Dr. Lundy, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So give us a little insight just for folks not familiar with you or maybe what you do at ADEPT with your background as a doctor.
All right. I did go to medical school a while ago in Minnesota, University of Minnesota. I also have a master's degree in public health from Minnesota. And then I'm board certified internal medicine in, which I did my residency up in Portland at OHSU. So over the years, I've practiced primary care as well as public health.
Now, talk about, let me set this up. What we want to talk about here is a number of things related to the COVID-19 pandemic, also the vaccine and hesitancy issues, and a topic that I've only heard about in the past couple of weeks, pandemic reentry anxiety. We're going to go through some of that today. At the front end, as a medical professional, what's been your experience watching the past 16 months or so with the COVID-19 issues affecting people's lives on just about all sides?
Yeah, it is not something I could have predicted. In my life, we've never been in the middle of a global pandemic. I don't think anybody could have anticipated it would be this big and take this long. It's been an amazing process. Everything has changed for most people, you know, really from having to stay home from work and figure out how to work remotely. There is the fear of getting sick. And for all those people who did get sick, and at first we had very few options available to prevent illness, you know, it really has affected, I think, everybody's lives on a very big level, including the children. You know, the children had to stay home from school, and that affected parents' ability to work. It affected everything. And for I'm a senior myself, I'll say that out loud because that's who I am. And it creates a level of fear for a lot of us that what if we got sick? And we were seeing people dying very rapidly at the beginning, and it's starting to happen again. It is not over.
How has this COVID-19 pandemic impacted primary care treatment for those who are doing that in the area?
Well, like I said at the beginning, it has changed everything. Because we wanted to keep people apart from each other, we very quickly had to design a telehealth practice. So within a few days, literally, we created processes to see patients virtually through telephone calls and virtual video visits. So we had to create a whole new means of getting patients taken care of in a very short period of time. And we had that up and running pretty quickly. And then we found out then the patients may not have good cellular service, or they do not have internet, or they do not know how to use internet. And so then we had to provide devices to our patients. ADEPT does provide care mostly to lower income folks. And so we realized it was a big lift to figure out how to provide good care. And even with all the telehealth that we were able to do quickly and effectively, people are afraid to come in. And so we're behind schedule on people coming in for annual physicals and for children getting their vaccinations. And so it's really affected our health in a lot of ways, not just in trying to not have COVID, but just accessing care when things have all changed.
A lot of the technology was kind of already there, getting used a bit. It forced an obvious ramp up very quickly. Yet one of the things for a patient dealing with a doctor is that personal, being able to look them in the eye and a level of trust when they tell you, here's what is wrong with you.
Absolutely. And at ADEPT, we not only do provide the primary care, which is what you think of when you go to a provider, we also provide a lot of emotional support with our behavioral medicine programs, as well as our substance abuse programs, which all got affected. It's hard to counsel somebody, like you say, without being able to see their faces.
What about,
you know, and it's Go ahead.
Well, what about the mental health aspect of this situation? What have you seen? What are you concerned about?
Well, I also work with substance abuse at ADAPT, and it's been a very big issue because of COVID. People are not coming in to get treatment. Treatment options are more limited due to capacity in buildings, and addiction has gone out of control, and drug overdoses have been way up over baseline a lot, and not just not being able to maybe come into detox or an inpatient treatment program or whatever, but also that folks already in sobriety were unable to go to a 12-step meeting because they all shut down.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah, it was, you know, everything got affected on pretty much every level. And so that support from friends and support groups and treatment centers all got changed.
And I imagine as well, from what I know about from folks I know who've been in or are in 12-step or related type programs, one of those things is the personal contact being so important.
Absolutely. Again, even in the 12-step programs, we were able to ramp up pretty quickly, not as quickly as in the medical field, but fairly quickly to have online Zoom meetings. And that really took off. In fact, you could go to a 12-step meeting across the world now with a click of a button. So we did find a way to make do. You know, Zoom is not the same as face-to-face, getting a handshake or a hug once in a while. It's a substitute, but it's not the same thing. And it's starting to come back a little. In-person meetings and more inpatient care for people with substance abuse. But the problem is the pandemic is far from over, and we need to be careful to come back together.
And for people that are dealing with these issues, it seems like it would be easier to sort of hide your problem and not be quite as honest when you were not in person.
Oh, absolutely. It's so easy, and especially with addiction. It's part of the disease. The brain, it's a disease where it tells you that you do not have the problem at all anyway. And so, of course, you think you can handle it by yourself. And so there's some built-in, you know, lack of truth going on there, whereas you'd have to get more honest, and you would get more honest when it was face-to-face and you get the help that you actually need. Yeah, so it's been difficult. And I understand why people do not want to come back to face-to-face work and have to see 20 different clients or patients a day with the COVID risk.
Will the pandemic have a long-term effect on our lives, even if we didn't, you know, test positive ourselves for or get sick?
Absolutely. I have not ever had to be tested for COVID. I've been extremely careful and lucky and have not been at risk of getting COVID. As far as I know, I have never had to be tested. But nonetheless, it changed my life immensely. Not only because of that underlying fear of getting sick, we were no longer able to see family. People had funerals alone. People were sick in the hospital alone. Kids were home alone from school and didn't have social support. So it affected everyone.
Now, Douglas County has a lower rate of vaccination for COVID-19 than many counties in Oregon. What are your thoughts about that issue?
It's very frustrating, I will say that. We have tried. I have met with Dr. Dannenhofer several times a week, as well as the other medical directors in Douglas County, to create a plan for vaccination, and we stepped up. Within a very short time of getting vaccines available in January, we had over 40 locations where people could get vaccinations. We have done our part, and as a community, there are Tiger teams going out. They will take the vaccine to remote places in the middle of nowhere. They will take it to concerts. They will take it to the homeless. We have tried very hard to get the vaccine out there, and we have plenty of doses. ADAPT had vaccine clinics 2 days a week for 5 months straight. We're trying. We're trying to get the word out there. And what they need to know is that the vaccine is exceptionally effective and extremely safe.
With the new data showing the impact of the Delta variant, does that make you believe vaccination is even more important?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the statistics are showing, I read a lot of articles on this. I read a lot. and I go to a lot of webinars on this, and it's around 95 to 99% of the cases in the hospital and the deaths from COVID going on now are in the unvaccinated people. So if people would all get vaccinated, we could stop this pandemic. We absolutely could. It's very effective. And now that we've given many hundreds of millions of doses in the U.S., we know that it's safe and we know that it's effective. So we just need to reach those last few people in Douglas County who are a little afraid of it or hesitant or don't quite believe this is serious. We keep working on that.
What have you heard in that regard? What are some of people's concerns?
Well, unfortunately, some people are just skeptical of anything that seems like it might be coming from the government. I'm not coming from a government point of view at all. I am coming from public health and prevention of diseases. That's all. So there's that. Some people are thinking it's government and sort of pushed and mandated or whatever, so they don't trust that. And they sometimes, in some cases, are saying, well, you know, maybe it's not been enough time to see if it's safe. And to that, I say we know that it's safe. Like I said, over 300 million doses in the U.S. alone have been given without any bad side effects. We know that it's safe. We know that it's 95% protective. I think we just need to do one-on-one conversations with folks and say, listen, you know, this is such an easy vaccine. It does not have more side effects than other vaccines, and it will protect you. Absolutely, 100%. It will stop the Delta variant and all of the other variants from being able to be spread.
Going to take a break for 1 minute. Back with more with Dr. Teresa Lundy. The interview will be a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1249. Inside Douglas County, News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1250, Lars Larson coming at 1. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program, we'll talk to one of the newly announced candidates for governor of Oregon, Bridget Barton, will be with us on tomorrow's program. Dr. Teresa Lundy with us from ADAPT. She is the medical director for primary care and substance use treatment program, talking about a number of COVID-19 related topics. And one of the things that I wanted to ask Dr. Lundy about this afternoon was this issue of pandemic reentry anxiety. I just heard about it recently myself. What can you tell us about it?
Well, that's interesting because one would think that people are ready to get back to business after a year and a half of not being together. But for folks who realize that the pandemic is not fully over, we do get a little nervous about it. Because there are many places, sadly, that the numbers are increasing. In fact, this morning I heard that every state is increasing in numbers of cases. So I don't think it's great to go out there maskless and up close and personal too soon and too fast because of that. And in Douglas County, depending on how you count it, between 52 and 55% of the people have been vaccinated. That's not what we call herd immunity. So there are quite a few people who have not been vaccinated and therefore could theoretically spread it to people, especially those not vaccinated. But people who have been vaccinated might get sick enough to spread it to their children or other people that they care about who have not been able to get vaccinated yet. So, I mean, I'm still wearing a mask if I go into a crowded place, even though, of course, I'm fully vaccinated and have been for a while. I'm not anxious per se, I'm careful. But I think some people are, especially the seniors who feel like if they got this illness, they would be in some deep trouble.
And for some people, isn't it just kind of all the uncertainty that the last 16 months has brought on? And after sort of doing a switch to being more isolated, even if you're vaccinated and confident in that, it seems like some folks are having trouble getting back out there.
Absolutely. I would say I know some people in my social and family circle who are pretty hesitant to get back out there. You know, I think it's a combination of, oh, I stayed home for a year and I kind of got used to not going anywhere and having to put on nice, clean clothes. You know, like really, it's easier to click a button on the computer and socialize on the computer than to go out and back into public again. Same thing with work. People are going, do I really have to get up and get dressed and go to work? Can't I just stay on my computer? So we all, a lot of us gotten kind of a rut that way a little bit. And they're just, they are concerned about maybe being around so many people after not being around a lot of people for some time. And for those people with social anxiety, depression, other emotional issues, you know, it felt better to be home alone sometimes. And so they need to, you know, tiptoe back into it a little bit slowly so they don't get overwhelmed with the choices again.
How big an issue do you think this reentry anxiety is?
I haven't heard a lot about it yet, actually, but I do know that in my, like I said, in my social circle and family circle, I know people that just really are not ready to go out yet. I think it's a much bigger problem than we realize, especially for those folks with mental health and emotional issues who have probably been undertreated for the last year and a half, to be able to come back out into this big world where, you know, they are hearing, if they're watching the news, that the pandemic is not over yet. So I think we're going to have to rev up our social support systems and our treatment programs and our mental health programs to deal with some of that.
So can people kind of have this level of anxiety, I mean, regardless of their views or experience with COVID-19 or any of those related issues?
Yeah. I mean, whatever people had for different emotional and psychological issues before COVID are probably only bigger now than they were before because of all the things that have been going on for the last year and a half. I mean, you can't hardly watch the news without realizing there's COVID going on all over the planet, and it affects us on a lot of levels. And so we just need to keep talking about that and helping people to deal with that sort of thing. There is help available through ADAPT. We have a lot of programs for mental and emotional support as well as substance abuse. But just kind of getting people to go out little things at a time. Like if your social circle is 100% vaccinated, you can, hey, maybe have a dinner together or get back together with your family if you're all vaccinated. Start small with people you know and trust and you're sure they are vaccinated. Start having some good times with those people first.
And for some people as well, it seems like it would be easier to do if you feel safer being outdoors.
Oh, absolutely. And so summer, you know, is going on now. So now is the time to maybe have a little outdoor dinner, a small group to start with, stay outside and, you know, check their vaccine status. Like my social circles and my family groups are all fully vaccinated. So we can have a little dinner or a potluck or something like that and get back into the swing of things. I'm not fully comfortable going into a crowded restaurant without a mask for an hour. I don't know who all else is in that room. But if I'm with people outside that I know and trust to be vaccinated, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that.
If people realize that maybe they need some help with any of these issues we've talked about today, how do they get connected?
Well, they can call ADAPT. We have, like I said, we have all those different programs. There are mental health counselors throughout Douglas County as well. No, we're not the only ones, but we do have quite a few of the programs within our sphere of under ADAPT. They can talk to their primary care providers and get a referral if they need to or want to. Talking it over with anybody can help. Whenever we're having stress or fear or anxiety, if we talk to anyone about it, it lessens the intensity of it.
Dr. Teresa Lundy from ADAPT, thanks for being on with us. 1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.